95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. Riggs, intern Steve, the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parade is right there. Give it up for him because he brought us drinks. Good morning, buddy.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good, good.
I am. You mentioned something before we jumped on air.
Yep.
You pointed at the calendar and you said, you know how many days it is till Cinco? And I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many days, but it's getting close.
It is close.
It's a countdown.
There's a lot. I didn't even realize when you started rattling it off, there's a lot of product to consider for your Cinco needs, right?
So I figure the next few weeks we'll kind of go through those products and kind of ramp up until we get to Cinco.
Let's do it. Steve, he ordered some chips off of Amazon. They should be here any minute.
So, bulk bag?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Didn't you? What'd you order?
Did you forget again?
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, we'll just drink today, then. That's fine. That's fine.
Was I supposed to order those?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do it during the break.
We don't want to bring down the segment. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, what are we drinking today?
All right. So today we have Corona Seltzer. Okay. They have two different variety packs right now. They have a tropical and a berry.
Oh.
We're going to start off with the tropical, and then after the break, we'll hit the berry.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Let's go to the tropics.
So, this one is citrus lime.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I already like it.
So these are 4.5%, 100 calories. Oh. You know, we're getting into that nice summer weather Florida does every single year.
Thank you for looking out for our bodies, Josh.
Yeah. You know.
Isolate that way, Steve.
For sure. Will do.
Let Steve keep his beach body.
That's right.
Always, man.
You don't want to try to get out there and flop around the surf with a belly.
So we're starting off with the tropical variety pack. So we're going to get some really cool tropical flavors. Like I said, this one's citrus lime.
Oh, that's got a...
I can smell it before it's gotten to my face.
That is a very nice orange. Like the gut of the orange, not the peel on that one, too. Oh, right?
It's called the rind.
No.
The peel.
It's the opposite of the rind. I'm talking about the middle of the orange. Not
the
rind.
The middle.
Right.
The gotcha. The other middle.
The other middle, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, Steve eats his oranges whole. He doesn't peel them. So that's different. All right. Yeah.
That's how I roll, man. Yeah.
That's why you were saying oranges were bitter. You couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes sense now.
Kind of like trying to wash your hair with conditioner.
This is very...
ain't going to work.
This is very smooth. The lime is almost... I didn't get the lime at first, but it's on the...
Yeah, it's on the back end there. So these kind of sit squarely in the middle between those regular seltzers and the full flavored. So right in the middle. So you're getting a little bit of sweetness in there. A lot of flavor.
Yeah. There is a lot of flavor.
Just refreshing. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we talk about some of those seltzers where they kind of hide the flavor. It's peeking behind a wall of flavor and it ducks back in. This is not that way. It's out there. I dig it. All right.
Very cool.
Next
refreshing
up.
On that one.
Cool and refreshing. I like that. So this one here is watermelon lime.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
looking forward to this one.
Me too.
All right, Corona. So, that's got a more pronounced fruit smell, doesn't it?
Yeah. Smells interesting. Nice and sweet.
Tastes interesting, too. Oh, wow.
Okay, that's really good. Well, that makes me just want to cut a watermelon up. And
it reminds me of something, but I can't figure out. Jolly Rancher, maybe?
Yes.
A watermelon Jolly Rancher?
Yes.
Just not as sweet, obviously, which is not a bad thing. I don't want to be drinking a Jolly Rancher, personally.
Yeah, no. 4+% too. You got a little bonus kick right there.
Right.
All right. What flavor is next?
So spicy pineapple.
Oh, wow. I love that a lot. God, I love pineapple so much.
We keep getting these spicy tropical flavors lately on different things. The ranch water we tried not too long ago was spicy pineapple, I believe, as well. So I'm interested on how spicy this might be. What do you got?
Oh.
What do you got?
Okay, it's a little bit. It's not a hot. It doesn't say hot, but wait a second.
You get a tingle?
Wait a minute now. There's a tingle on the back.
Hmm.
I have to put some of this on my chest.
Yeah. Pineapple first.
Oh, yeah.
Spice second.
Mm. Yeah.
But
it's
still
not offensive, though. It's just kind of a little bit of a tingle up for you there.
It makes a good, it makes a nice light cologne, too, if you put it in there. Steve, sniff me.
Oh, right? Oh, you smell so good.
Yeah, I prefer we didn't do that.
I like this a lot. I know. It's probably. Yeah. We'll strike that from the record. Yeah. That's really good, though. That's a very unique flavor. I don't know. I don't think
it's a toss-up for me right now between the watermelon and the spicy.
Have
pineapple.
We ever had a spicy pineapple anything before?
We've had spicy something last couple weeks ago, but I don't remember which one.
Yeah,
it all blurs together when you start getting this far into it.
All right, so this tropical sampler finishes up with what?
So this one is going to be mandarin starfruit. So starfruit. Have you ever seen a starfruit?
No, is it shaped like a star?
Kind
of. So the exterior of the fruit is an elongated star, but when you cut it into slices, it is the shape of a star.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's really wild looking. Yeah. It tastes delicious.
It also looks like a dog chew toy a little bit.
Exactly.
You know?
But absolutely a tropical flavor, so I'm looking forward to this one as well. One time I made a dish with jerk chicken and star fruit.
Really?
That was really good.
It's a delightful scent.
Oh.
But who wants to stick your nose in a Corona?
Oh.
I like that,
that's
too.
Good.
Oh, like that's it. Good. That's very smooth. Not too sweet, but smooth.
So some of the seltzers out there we've talked about this kind of have that little bit of afterburn. You can tell there's alcohol in there.
Yeah.
To me, I don't get any sense of that whatsoever. You get the seltzer, you get some carbonation, some flavor, some sweetness, and that can make a dangerous combination, but also a fun one, right?
I feel like the Corona people have figured it out, too. They got that beer background. They know what's up. They know how to get that blend right with the beer, and then they just transfer it over to your seltzers. And there's more to transfer into our mouths, a whole another four-pack of Corona seltzers?
Yeah, that's right. We got Barry up.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back. More on the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messar-Parada is here with more Corona seltzers coming up on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.